I'm making a move. Study long, ain't nothing gonna happen on the song. I'm making a move. Don't need no hickeys for this song. I got joy all through my soul. I'm making a move. Get up, get out, Mr. Hey guys, welcome back to Live with Lauren. I'm so excited for today's episode and just so very pumped because I have this amazing, incredible, just powerhouse of a woman, Sunny Golden, who's going to be coming on the show today. And again, she's just phenomenal. So if you guys are not familiar, Sunny is a wedding and portrait photographer thriving in Oahu, Hawaii, which actually Eddie and I visited not too long ago, and it was a dream. And she's just really passionate about exploring Hawaii with couples and capturing the fun and candid moments of them being in love. And I totally have stalked her Instagram, and it's just like, I don't know, it gives you all those good feelings. So she's also really crazy about smoothies and actually really obsessed. And you can definitely find her either at the beach, hiking a mountain, or thrift shopping for some deals. I've already commented on her amazing shirt that she's wearing, so I cannot wait to have her on. You guys remember that the show is every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 PST, and let's get into it. Hello! Hi, Sunny!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Oh my God. Okay, this is Sunny's first live, and I'm dying. I'm so happy it's her first live. I'm so pumped. Okay, so I have to start this off with, just tell us about your life in Hawaii. I mean, my gosh, I think that's the coolest thing ever. And I would just love to know, like, did you grow up in Hawaii? Like, how long have you been there? Like, what does it look like? Do you get to just go out to the ocean every day? Just tell us all the details.
So I wasn't born in Hawaii, but I was raised here. So I'm actually originally from New Jersey. My dad's side of the family is like right outside of Philadelphia. So East Coast girl originally. but we moved here when I was 5. So I've been raised here and in the same little town ever since, a little surf town. So everyone knows everybody. It's kind of hard to like get your space sometimes, but I'm just so thankful to be raised around nature all the time. And just, there's so many different cultures represented here. And I know it's a lot of states, but I just feel like it's really unique here. And even some friends that I've had visit are always like, it feels like a different country here. It's just like very different. There's definitely like the Aloha vibe is not just a fun thing to say and put on a shirt. Like, it really is like a real thing. But yeah, I mean, I do, like, I would say like the things that I do for fun are always nature based, just because it's like, why wouldn't I want to go outside right now? It's amazing. So I love that I got to, you know, be raised just around the ocean and hiking and beautiful mountains always behind me. So it's pretty awesome. I won't lie.
I think you're like the real life Moana, and I'm so living for it. So, so, you know, speaking of Hawaii, your beautiful, captivating photography. Oh my gosh. So the other day when I was stalking your profile, I saw this one picture where this couple was in the ocean and the waves were just crashing on their face, and you got the most epic, just candid photo that I've ever seen. And so I would just love for you to share, you know, how you got into photography and how you were able to really curate your own style of photography.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of funny talking about it because I started, I guess, like not a business, but I started like playing around photography since I was so little. So I probably wasn't even a teenager yet. And my grandma moved to Hawaii because she was from the East Coast, and she moved here. And she brought like this little point and shoot camera with her, and I was obsessed with it. Like, I loved it so much, and I would use it all the time. And it kind of just started with me capturing whatever was fun and exciting. Like, it could be a blade of grass or a cat on the corner or a hobo. Like, it didn't matter. I was just like, this is so cool. So I kind of started with just like loving capturing whatever. And I think the more you shoot and the more you just invest in something that you love, like, you start to discover things about it and learn and grow, obviously. So I feel Like, I, from there, just capturing random stuff, would, you know, kind of realize, okay, I like shooting people a little bit more, and I would shoot photos of my friends, and then I actually got really inspired by fashion photography for a while, and still am. I love fashion photography, but anytime I'd go to the store with my grandma, we'd always pick up, like, Vogue magazine. I literally would label the pages and, like, write notes and be like, oh, like, I want to do this. Like, that's crazy. These people try all these weird things, and I would just get really inspired by that. And there was actually one spread in a Vogue magazine that I was thinking of right before the show. And there was, like, these models with, like, paper mache, like, animal masks. And I was like, I'm going to make one. And I made one. And, like, I was just, like, so invested in just trying weird stuff and going from there. And then I realized I loved portraits, and then I had some friends ask me to do an engagement session at the time. I was like, that's weird. Like, I had some friends that did, like, wedding photography, and I was like, I don't want to take photos of people kissing. Like, that just seems awkward, and you're your third wheel, and I just, no. But I did it for a friend, and I actually ended up liking it a lot, and honestly, I don't really, it's kind of a blur from there. I'm like, this is what I'm doing now. It's not just something that I do because, you know, it's an industry, and it's just like, oh, like, people always tell me, like, weddings, like, yeah, there's money in that. Like, but I do, like, genuinely love getting to these couples and hearing their quirky little stories and whatnot. So I feel like it just kind of was like, okay, this is a passion, this is a hobby, and it grew into a career, and it's a blessing to be able to invest in that and know, like, I just truly, like, love this, you know? So just a little girl for the camera.
I love that. What is so fascinating to me as well, too, is that you, I mean, you started out, as you mentioned, you know, seeing something in a magazine that you just decided to try. And I feel like that's really the start of something so great, right? When we just decide to try something, when we just decide to go for something, and then it turns into this really marvelous thing. And now you're really living your, what I would say, probably say is like your dream career. And you're getting to make money at your passion, which is what everyone, you know, wants to do and wake up to do. Throughout you discovering, you know, photography and your cute couples and everything, was there ever a moment of just self-doubt, something that you had to overcome to try to build up your confidence to continue with your passion?
That's a good question. I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, I was even, because I had 5 shoots in a row this week, and it's kind of been crazy. But honestly, like, every drive to every shoot is full of prayer. And, like, just, like, a part of me is just like, oh, like, I hope that I can, like, be, you know, like, someone who encourages them and, you know, invests in them and actually be, like, what I say I am. And I think there's always that moment of doubt, but I think it's, you know, or discouragement if it's like a couple or that's not satisfied completely or something, you know. I think those things like really shape us and build us. And I think it's just knowing like, okay, like I might not always, I just have to go for it and I have to try, even though it's not going to be perfect. I think that's what I struggle with the most is like, I won't do it or I won't try the new thing because I know it's not going to be perfect right off the bat. But it's like, you have to just go through a bunch of really bad art or really bad experiences or just kind of go for it and let it be a little messy to get where you want to be, you know. But if you don't let yourself be in that moment where you're like, that was just, you know, like these photos kind of suck and I'm probably gonna look back on these years from now and be like, wow, like but I tried, you know. And I just have to start somewhere. And yeah, you might doubt yourself a lot and it, but you just have to push through, you know. So yes, definitely I still have doubts now, you know, and things that I want to work on, but it's like, instead of letting them like paralyze me in fear, just be like, okay, that's true. Like I might not be the most amazing at this, or I might be able to work on it, but I have to just keep trying and work towards it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And how do you, so I am also so curious, how do you get your couples to get into the water and get hit by waves and just, I know for myself, I am an adventurous person. I'll do anything. My boyfriend, Eddie, on the other hand, he'll be like, okay, so will I die? I just want to make sure that everything's all good. So how do you build up their confidence to do that?
So honestly, it's, it's in my first initial email to anybody, is that I don't want to change who you are. I don't want to push you to do anything that you don't want to do. I want you to be you. And if that's soft and sweet and maybe the poses, not poses, or I hate that word. the like directing or how our shoot's going to go, it's softer and it's not as crazy and dancing around. Like, that's okay. And I want you to be you. I don't want to be like, dance around, and like them be like, okay, like, you know. But if that's their personality, then I'm going to feed into that wholeheartedly, you know. And sometimes, like, I would say 95% of couples are always like, we're so awkward. We do not know what to do. Like, help us. And I'm like, you're not as awkward as you think, I promise. So even with some couples who think that they're right, will end up being like crazy at the end of the shoot. So really, you kind of just have to vibe with them. I'm not gonna, you know, it's really just trying to read somebody and kind of like, and be honest, like, okay, like, I'm gonna, you know, try to get them to frolic around. If they're not comfortable with it, like, tell me, like, we're just gonna be real here, be honest. And I don't want to, you know, make it like this weird thing where this photographer is trying to make us dance around, which is not us at all, because I want it to reflect who they are and their personality. I want them to look at the photos and be like, yeah, that was us being weird because we're just weird as heck, you know, or that's us just being like soft and sweet because that's how we are, you know. So it's kind of just like, okay, I'm working with you. It's not about me and how I want these photos to look. It's about who you guys are, you know.
Have you had a favorite couple story that you've come across that you just can't get out of your head?
Oh man, that's so hard. I think it's easier for me to think of couples that I, like, are you talking about like on the day of the shoot or just their story?
Either or.
Okay.
That probably made it harder.
Yeah. I'm like, oh gosh. I think on top of my mind, I just have a couple that I actually haven't shot with yet, but they're about to book and we're going to move forward with an elopement. And they're just telling me that they're like, I feel like every time I read emails and they're telling me that they've been together since like high school or younger, I'm like, it just melts my heart. I don't know. I'm just like, that's so precious. That's so long, you know. There's one couple like, oh yeah, our first date was in like junior high. And even though we didn't like continue dating and been dating that whole time, there were some breaks in our relationship. Like, we knew kind of like on that first date that it was going to be them. And I was like, how do you know at like 11? So precious. But I feel like those stories always really get me for some reason.
Oh my gosh, that would totally get me too. And I am so, as I've gotten older, I have cried more at like dog commercials, weddings, yeah, engagements. And I always turn down, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me, I just feel like crying.
You would always laugh with those people that would cry at movies before, and all of a sudden it's you and you're like, what switched? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, what is this?
I don't know who you are. Get out of here.
On Instagram, you do an amazing job, a really beautiful job of showing up through your feed as a photographer. And I've heard from my other photographer friends how hard it is to have a balance between your work and then also showing you. So what type of advice would you give for someone who is a photographer who's struggling with that balance?
So the reason of my funny face is because I just feel like sometimes I can be so scattered and like inconsistent on Instagram. So I'm like, well, thanks for saying that. Sorry, I forgot to put my phone on do not disturb. So I'm trying to like flick away notifications. Anyway, I think it's really recognizing, like, anytime I find a new, like, photographer on Instagram, like, one that is on island or off of their island, in a different state or something, like, I'm like, oh, wow, like, their work is beautiful. I love it. But immediately, like, my mind, like, I want to see them. And I'm like, oh, I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh, like, I love their work. It's awesome. And I'm like, but where's them? Like, I want to see their face. And I think realizing that, that's what clients are doing too. Like, they, like, obviously you're looking for someone who can capture them well, but it's also like they want to know who's going to be there and who's going to show up. Like, I don't know, because I, even for myself, when I've, you know, wanted to work with other photographers to help me create content or, you know, work on things for my website, I'm like, okay, like, I know they can do beautiful work, but if I like don't really feel like I'm vibing with their personality, then, you know, it might not be the best fit. And I don't want to just work with them because, like, I know there's tons of talented people, you know, and not to make anyone seem really, like, late. You know, I think there's really beauty, and people want to find not only someone who can capture them well, but who they can have fun with on their wedding day or, you know, their engagement session. So I think that's, it's remembering, like, it's, you know, people really do want to see you, and it can be hard to, like, okay, like, this is my face now, like, I wanted to hide behind my work, that's way easier. But I think for me, it's just like embracing your quirks and your weird stuff. And like, there's going to be people who don't, not that they don't like who you are, but like, it's okay. Like the point in showing a personality is like, okay, there's going to be people who are like, yeah, like I like her, I vibe with her. And there's some people who say no, but that's going to kind of help you realize like, okay, these are my dream clients and I found them. And it's okay if some people were lost on the way because, you know, that's just how it is. And they'll find someone who's perfect for them. And I want them to find that person, you know? But yeah, I think for me, it's like, don't take yourself too seriously. You know, just like make fun of yourself, be your weird self. And just, I think at first you're like, I just got to push through and just do it. And take that time, do that personal post or, you know, film a story or something. And it just, it gets easier, I think, as you do it. And sometimes I'm still like, delete, delete, delete. Like that story was awful. But it's just like, okay, like I'm not gonna be like some professional robot. I'm just gonna talk like I would talk with anybody. And I think that's what people connect with more, like, oh, like she just showed me that she's human just like me. And we're both weird and a little bit strange. So I like her, you know?
Yeah. I resonate with that so much, especially with because I've definitely deleted some posts and some Instagram stories. So I was like, oh, that was so bad. Who's going to care about this? But I love the fact that you are, you know, driven to embrace, like, your weirdness, as am I. And I would hope other people as well, too, because that's relatable. Like, I think that sometimes in this digital age, we get put into a box where we feel like we have to curate certain things that look perfect or certain things that look, you know, certain ways because we think, oh, we're going to lose out on so many people if we don't do it this way. And I don't think it's about attracting the masses. I do think that, like you said, it's about attracting your own tribe and, you know, people who will resonate, will stay and support you and cheer you on. And it's just really beautiful to see that. And I see that in your community as well. And something that I picked up, even when we were emailing about you being on the show, I've never, never, ever had a guest ask me, oh, like, I want to get to know about you. Like, what makes you tick? All this stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it just goes to show the type of person that you are and the heart that you have and that you really do want to connect with other people. And I think that's what it's all about, for sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of just, you know, being your authentic self, and I'm always about confidence, confidence, confidence. I feel like I'm a broken record on my Instagram because I was like, oh my gosh, I just want everyone to have confidence and be happy, unicorns, that whole bit. So what are some things that you do to boost up your confidence when you're not feeling confident?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. I guess it depends on the situation too, like what situation I'm not feeling confident, because sometimes, like, it doesn't, like, if it were, like, physically, mm-hmm. like, sometimes that could be, like, perspective, or sometimes that could be just, like, yeah, I'm gonna have a treat yourself day, or, like, work on some self-care and just make myself feel more loved, or just, like, appreciate my body, or whatever it is. But, yeah, I think it depends on what that is. But I think recently I had some experiences where I did have some people say some things to me that really, really hurt. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, in that situation, it was kind of like, when it all happens, I was surrounded by some people who absolutely loved me. And I was like, okay, like, this one person, or these two people are saying this thing, but like, I know I'm absolutely loved. I think with confidence, it's like remembering the truth about yourself and remembering, yeah, like holding on to truth. And then when like things come your way, they're just like, oh, you know, or like even whether it's yourself, like your thoughts or other people, it's like, okay, I'm going to hold on to what's true because I know like, okay, when is it something that I can work on? When is it something that maybe I do like need some help in? Or when is it just like, no, like, I know this is true about myself. I know that I'm loved, that I'm beautiful, that, you know, I'm worth something. So I feel like a lot of it is head games, you know, and just like, okay, like I need to kind of filter, have a filter here a little bit, like take everything with a grain of salt and Yeah, just remembering your worth and holding on to that truth and keeping those things like deep within yourself, and just for whenever those moments come, you're just like, well, I feel gross because of this person or myself or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know if that really answers your question, but
it does. No, that's so powerful. I think holding on to your truth, I love that. That needs to be on a t-shirt because I think that is that's so great. So, you know, throughout your journey, and I mean, I'm obviously, we're both still young. I'm speaking as if we're like super old, but I'm curious, like, what would you say to your younger self, you know, looking back? Because it's so crazy. I feel like sometimes we forget how far we've come in certain things. And I was just thinking about this the other day with myself. I'm like, my gosh, like, I used to dream about having an apartment in the city, having a dog, like, you know, working, like, and just working on my brand, having a show, like, all this stuff that I'm doing now. And it's just so easy to forget that process. So what would you say to your younger self to encourage her about, you know, where you are now, or maybe some things that you've learned?
Ooh, I feel like some people ask me this as well. I'm always like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I would say to myself.
I would probably also tell myself to enjoy more naps for sure, because
I know I used to hate naps and now they are wonderful.
Yes. So,
and that's kind of everybody like, no, I don't want naps. There's too much fun happening. They're like, saying no is a fun thing. I think, I don't know, I feel like some of the things that I would tell myself then, like, I still tell myself now, you know, like, sometimes we think, oh, like, come to this place, and, like, yeah, there's things that we've learned, too, but I feel like sometimes I need reminders still, you know, of, like, maybe, like, there's always a reminder of, like, okay, don't worry as much about, like, what they're doing, and just, like, stay in your freaking lane, like, you know, like, because the more you put energy and focusing other people, like, the less you're moving forward on your own, so I feel like that's one thing that maybe I would say and still have to, like, smack myself, like, stop it, stay focused, like, cheer people on, like, they're worth cheering on, and don't let, like, your own security, like, ruin that beautiful moment you can have with someone else, you know? Yeah, sorry, you stumped me with that one.
No, but I think that's great. I think you're right that it's so easy to, for comparison, it's so easy to feel like, I used to always feel like I was being, like, left behind, because I would be seeing, you know, 10-year-olds starting being CEOs and starting companies. And I'm like, okay, obviously I missed the mark on something. And so, but I think you're right that, you know, being in your lane, being in your niche, being, you know, just focusing in on what makes you jump out of bed in the morning, I think those things are so important and they're needed. And I think that everybody will have their time and their opportunities, and just because someone else is having their opportunity doesn't mean that yours is never going to come. So I think,
yeah, I feel like kind of what we were talking about earlier, now I'm thinking about it more, is like, if I, one thing I think I was always pretty ambitious and always had lots of ideas and things, but I think I always struggled with trying to do them the way someone else did them. Like, if I were going to do a fun shoot, like, I mean, like, you can definitely grab inspiration from other people, but okay, like, not feeling like, just like trying your idea and just letting it go and not worrying about it, not looking like how everyone else's, like, popular thing is. Yeah, I think maybe that would have been good. I think, I don't know, I think I was pretty good at that too, like, in the sense that I was just like, let's just try weird stuff. But but I think, you know, they definitely would be like, oh, like, I don't know if I want to post this because it's not really, like, what I think people would like, you know? So just, like, just doing it and just posting the art and just loving your art and just being proud of it no matter what other people say about or how they feel about it or if they like it, you know, just do it. Just do what you love and people will come eventually, but it might be slower and that's okay, you know? Like,
exactly.
It's really fun.
Exactly. So, okay, your hair is everything. I just wanted to tell you that. And so I wanted to also ask you, so I've talked about this before, but I did my big chop. I'm wearing my natural curls. It's a huge thing for me. It was major, even though hair is so minuscule. So I wanted to ask you, you know, how do you feel wearing your natural hair? Like, did you ever go through any sort of, you know, doubts about that or struggles with that? And I'm just, like, super curious about your experience.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm so proud of you for doing it. It makes me so frustrated when I see girls with amazing, beautiful hair. And they're just always, like, especially little girls. And I was totally one of those little girls, like, straightening the heck out of my hair. And I'm like, please don't. Like, I know you think it's worth it right now, but one, it doesn't look that great because your hair is not meant to be straight. And two, like, you're going to regret it later if you want natural hair.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a longer process to get it back to where you want it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, yeah, like, when I was little, like, definitely wanted straight hair. I don't know, like, why that is. Everyone wants what they don't have when they're younger, and even when they're older. Yeah, but there's definitely some days where I'm like, I'm just a poofy monster. Like, this is fun. but I definitely have feel like have gotten more of a hand of, like, it's like taking care of this junk is, like, it's crazy. You know, it's a whole process. It's definitely very in-depth. It's a commitment. Yeah. but I feel like the more I learn how to take care of it and hydrate it and style it well, like, that does help me build confidence. I think in some ways, like, it is, like, seeing other people, like, rock their hair, like, kind of, like, makes you, like, yeah, like, I do, like, this is awesome. Like, just brush it, you know? Like, I think sometimes I just get frustrated and I'm like, wow, like, shaving your head sounds great. That sounds so freeing. But I've definitely, I don't think I've ever, like, really hated it. I think I always just subtly wanted something else. But I've definitely grown to love it more and more. And just, like, I guess the wilder the better. Like, I just gotta go with it because it's what I have. And I do love it. It's just, you know, it's definitely it's work. Even before, like, because today is, like, day 3 of curls. Like, I had, you know, washed it and styled it the other day. And it's, like, day 3. And I had shoots and it got, like, really big, and I was, like, trying to, like, contain it before we had this call, so I was like,
it's gorgeous. That makes me, one, just so happy to hear, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, someone, like, gets it, understands, and two, I think, you know, for me personally, I've learned to love it more, it's still, like, in a journey to that, and because for so long, I just, one, you get used to having long hair if you do extensions or anything like that. And then when you do chop off your hair, you just feel, and I don't know where it comes from, but you just don't feel beautiful, or you feel just, you know, unfeminine or whatever. And I got so frustrated with myself because I was just like, why am I feeling this way? This is so stupid and ridiculous. But I think that you're right, though, that seeing that representation on social media, and I actually went through and I followed more accounts that had, like, natural hair to really just change my imagery of that, because it helps, and it's something that is so beautiful. And my friend, actually, she partnered with Dove, and they did this whole celebration thing of the Crown Act that was passed in California, so that you won't be discriminated against with natural hair in the workplace, which was huge.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I didn't know that was happening. Yeah. So I'm really proud, and I think it's great, and I think that all hair is really beautiful. And so it always excites me when I see, like, someone else. I'm like, yes, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's like, because sometimes we can get frustrated with social media, like, comparison, like, stop searching through all these accounts. But sometimes, like, it truly is helpful to see, like, other people rocking it, and you're like, okay, like, there's, you know, there's beauty in this too. Like, I can get encouragement from someone else and be like, okay, like, if you can rock it, I can rock it, we can do this together. Exactly. So we just need some encouragement sometimes.
Same. What is next for you? What do you think, or do you have any other dreams that you want to get started, or anything that you can share about that you're working on? Like, kind of what is in your, I guess I call it a dream brain, because mine is always on and it's always something's happening.
It's funny because I have never been, like, a huge planner. Like, I like planning, like, trips and stuff, but I, like, it even... So I've had my business officially for 2 years, and I remember when I first started, it scared me so much to think, like, well, this person wants to book me for next year. Like, I don't know if I can do it. Like, it was just, like, crazy to me to think, like, okay, like, I know what I'm going to be doing next year in August. Like, I can't do it. So it took me a while to get used to that as well. But I think, I'm not going to lie, like, I have some ideas, but it's not like I have, like, this, like, I want to move here and do this and do this. But I do know, like, I have, like, I guess core passions I know could build and, like, form bigger dreams. I think I'm still navigating what some of those things are. But with some of those core passions, I would say one is, like, always being creative in something. You know, always creatively, like, obviously right now it's photography, and I love that. I'd love to do that for a long time. But even if I didn't have that, I think I'd always want to be doing something creative if I could. And then secondly, I think the big one for me is vaguely serving others, but more particularly, like, I love the idea of always serving and investing in younger women and helping them, like, discover and recognize, like, their worth and their passion. And that's just something, like, I went to a few retreats when I was, like, a teenager where they, like, just really invested in us in that way. And I remember just, like, I would love to always be in that position, even if it's not with necessarily an organization or a workshop, but it's just, like, at home, you know, and, like, have a girls over or whatever that looks like. I think those two things are something that I always want, no matter what that dream looks like. If those two things are involved, I'm satisfied, you know. So it's like I kind of am still navigating, you know, what specifically that could be. I do have some ideas, but I was actually reading a book recently that I did share about on Instagram a little bit. It's called 101 Secrets for Your 20s, which at first I was like, this title, like, is this really like a good book? I don't know. But I love it. It's a great book. And at the end, he talks about, like, after you go through all the secrets that he gives you, he talks about, okay, like, I want you to look at your life, like, 20 years from now, and I want you to, like, think about, like, the day in life, like, what, like, as you're living it, you know, in that moment, like, what are you doing? Like, where are you going? Like, where are you working? Do you have kids? Like, what's happening? And he just goes down, okay, like, you know, 20 years, 15 years, whatever. And I think just thinking bigger, you know, has been kind of a struggle for me. So I think right now I'm still kind of in that phase, like, I want to keep writing these things out and kind of figure out what that dream is, but I know at least the things that I really, really value and the things I want to be a part of that dream. So I'm kind of still a little all over the place. Like, love to travel and I love these things, just need to figure out what that looks like in the grand scheme of it all, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I definitely think the investing back into women is brilliant and something that I love as well too. And yeah, I think it's just so cool hearing other people's, you know, dreams and just, you know, where they see the future. And even if the future is going in multiple different directions, and just, I just always think that it, you should never stop dreaming. And you can have millions and billions of dreams and go for all of them if you really want to. Yeah. So
absolutely. Yeah. There's no boundaries. Just try it all.
Exactly. That's a perfect advice. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're just incredible and magical, and you really are. The fact that your name is Sunny is just so fitting. I'm sure you get that all the time. Thank you so much again.
No, thank you. I still feel super blessed to be on here and that you asked me and that, yeah, that you'd want to talk and just chat about life. So I'm really appreciative of it. I'm excited for all that you're doing and this podcast, and hope that it just touches so many people. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it. A little part of your dream.
Yes. Oh my God. No, you're a huge part, and everyone else who's watching is also too. So thank you so very much. And guys, definitely check out Sunny. Oh, Sunny, definitely share where they can follow you.
Oh, so I thought about this a few days ago. I'm like, if she asked me to say my Instagram name, I'm gonna cringe. Like, I know what it is about saying Sunny.
It's also gonna be in the description. Makes me kind of hurt inside.
But my friends even like call me that sometimes. So I just, yeah, on Instagram, Sunny Junebug. That is where you can find me. Everything is pretty much linked there. So go there. There's my website and other things. But I'd love to chat and hang out. So come say hey.
Yes, amazing. All right, guys, the show is every Tuesday and Thursday, 5:30 PST. Thank you so much again, Sunny, for hanging out with me, and I will see you guys soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong, ain't